chapbook called Thanks for Sending the Engine, which is available. Woo! Yeah. It's available from Kitchen Press.
Woo!
Yeah. And so we've co-written some stuff that we're going to read for you. Starting with...
This is one of those poems that Arda likes that you're going to learn from.
Yeah.
It's got facts. It's called 13 Facts About Cocks.
The cock is a bird that can tell time.
The cock has no passion for anonymity.
Time is a construct of the human mind, but the cock doesn't know this.
It is 90% microbes, a pointless illusion.
Finite in number, the cocks make infinite sense.
There is no past and no future. The cock just is.
The appearance review board is headed by the cock.
The cock is smart by no known measure of intelligence, but the cock can tell time.
It is pleasing to drink whiskey from a small glass ringed with our red silhouettes.
Only alcohol will cure our addiction to oil, says the cock.
I never thought I'd get bored of the cock.
Left to their own devices, the cocks will scratch and peck each other to death.
How platonic is the cock? We work well together.
Yeah. Not really. I'm looking for a new collaborator.
Okay.
Just kidding.
Okay. Can you read this okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Lack of recognition can also be attributed as alienation.
I have a fear of getting stuck inside the recognition.
By myself in the dark, after all the recognitions are erased from cultural memory.
No enclosed space could contain more coldness or more strange noises.
Someone recognition in the back of the stacks.
And the sound is melancholy, heart-melting.
I was seeking recognition on information, but I found isolation distills my recognition to its purest form, a shapeless white.
I was scanning the pages when all the letters dropped off and hit the dusty recognition, recognitioning down.
It's not normal for the slightest miscue to set me off. But there in the air, a mote, a recognition.
A light shines through, illuminating my unreadiness.
Astounding recognition that I could see my own breath.
We got that backwards somehow. It's okay. Doesn't matter, we're interchangeable.
Yeah.
City Walk 7.
A little contact improvisation, a little exotic eye contact.
The subway is a sex act.
Performed in an echo chamber.
A little music, please.
Nothing too cute.
The anxiety of not knowing what to do with your hands.
That's why we have our drinks.
Totally.
The parting of molecules.
Dramatic and sad.
Limelight and stagecraft.
Sudden blink of black.
Stupid condition of the air. Stupid holographic ads.
Is everyone waiting to take advantage of my first perceptible weakness?
Who's the projectionist?
Am I going to die here?
Two more. City Walk 10.
Too frenetic for flannery.
Can I shop my way out?
Acting like a kind of imposter, a velvet rope party goer.
I fell in a panic with a stranger in a raincoat.
A mass culture feedback loop entraps me.
The seamy underside of the urban demi-monde, the art of dishevelment.
Why do I do and say things that disgust me?
Even sex is intellectual.
A quantum of girls in the UV light.
Lived in, loved on.
Imaginary memory perverts the accuracy of my mental map.
The color of fog is conniving, voluptuous.
Oh, a slow-mo leap into a taxi.
Disabuse me of my naivete.
The end.
That's how we're gonna end. Don't make fun, but...
I thought of fish.
On the last sheet in the ream.
One word.
Thin.
It's hard being king.
Sometimes, it's hard to see. Sometimes I get smashed like a finger in the door.
Like you wouldn't believe.
All this has been yours since the day you were born and even before.
Again to everyone for reading. Let's do it again. And thank you to DJ John Phillips for the music. Up next is Paul Carey, followed by Baby All Right.